This is Daybreak with Vivek Sanil and Muriel Distar. Talk 100.3.
9:34 on the clock. A very good morning to you. And yes, right now we are joined by Mr. Michael Chan. He's a general manager at Park Regis Chris Kane Hotel in Dubai. And also we are joined by their director of food and beverage, Mr. Hamza Safaf. They're in our studios to talk to us about the great offerings that they have for this festive season. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So first things first, let's talk to the two of you about what's in the festive season. What's in the offerings for the festive season?
Well, as with most hotels in Dubai, we wouldn't be a hotel if we didn't do our part in terms of festive offerings.
Right.
So we've basically got Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve functions going on in the hotel. We've also got live entertainment for two of the days, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And food offerings are basically, something that is both traditional and, with a little bit of a kind of like a modern Middle Eastern touch, as we're in this part of the world. And hence, Hamza, our director of F&B, is, the artist behind everything. He's choreographing.
Talking to you about choreographing what is, dished out to us during this festive season. Talk to me about the process when you sit down to pen the items or to list what really goes onto the festive menu. I'm sure it would be different for Christmas Eve. It would be different for on the day of Christmas and so on and so forth. How do you differentiate?
Actually, we have a very creative team, especially the culinary and the F&B. We have so many things done during the festive. We create our building, Park Regis Hotel, in the chocolate, over 300 kg of chocolate. Made 100% of chocolate. Our pastry team, they work hard on it. They customize it. It's something very special, very unique in Dubai. Really, to see it in Dubai, you can pass by in 19th floor, have some photo. Something very unique. Plus our ginger house as well, in the middle of the lobby, when you can have your tea, coffee in Marhaba, our coffee shop in the lobby, and enjoy taking some photo with your family and your kids there. The nice special things when we come up with the festive promotion is that when, example, let me give you a turkey. It's a normal, every hotel they have a turkey or restaurant, but what we add touch in our idea from the management side, that way we have delivery. So we can deliver to your home, to your main door, easy, but just you have to order it. And our price is very reasonable price as well. So it's comparing with the market price, comparing with the options and the quality. We are ahead.
So what prices are we looking at?
We are looking at 339 dirhams with four side dishes and a delivery charge only.
Oh, that's amazing. And I'm talking to you about, talking to Mr. Michael about the location. You are seated at the, you are literally the prime location. I mean, anybody who ever goes to towards Burj Oman, and it's quite hard to not see your hotel. So talk to me about the location.
Well, we've been there for 13 years. The hotel first opened its doors around about 2010. In terms of location, dare I say, we're a bit of a landmark for that part of town.
Right.
Now, where we are is literally, I would say personally, on the borderline between what is known as New Dubai and Old Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
We've basically got what I would call a postcard view of downtown Dubai from our rooftop, from our swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the location in and of itself is popular, immensely popular with people from overseas. Now, one of our main market segments is essentially from the Indian subcontinent. We've got a cosmopolitan mixture of guests from Dubai. I mean, Dubai being glitzy Dubai, as most people would think of Dubai, is much more than that.
Absolutely. And, agree on that, yeah.
For our hotel, it offers a mixture of comfort, luxury, as well as touches of more down-to-earth Dubai, you might say, instead of, you know, the glitzy, golden, shiny Dubai that everyone is so familiar with. Yeah.
So, you know, when you're talking about, obviously, having a place like Bar Dubai, and I'm sure you would be having a lot of the subcontinent crowd flocking into your hotel. Now, we are going to go on a break, but once we're back, I want to know from you, what are the different kind of restaurants that you house at your property? Mm-hmm. If you could talk to me about the each one that you house and what is the kind of cuisine that you serve. So, you know, this could be a variety for a lot of our listeners listening in.
Absolutely.
And could make the choice as to where they want to go and celebrate either Christmas or New Year. Mm-hmm. We'll get chatty on that, but right after this break, if you have a question for the Park Regis Chris team, then make sure that you send them to us on 058-686-1003.
The Journal on Daybreak. The latest share market, stock market news and updates on Talk 100.3.
इंडियन मार्केट्स देखते हैं, निफ्टी 99.08% 21,401.95, बैंक निफ्टी 99.21% 47,764.90, सेंसेक्स 99.09% 71,254.27.
It is time to take a closer look at the U.S. stock markets at close. Dow Jones up 0.23%, traded at 37,306.02. S&P 500 seeing an upward gain 0.45%, traded at 4,740.56. Nasdaq seeing an upward graph as well 0.62%, traded at 14,905.19. Russell seeing a bit of a dip at 0.14%, traded at 1,982.42. WIX seeing an upward graph as well, 2.28%, traded at 12.56.
Talk 100.3 Traffic.
Abu Dhabi mein Mafraq Bridge ki taraf you'll find thoda traffic. Baki aapko Dubai Sharjah 311 pe bahut kam milega. Etihad Road pe Al Mulla Plaza tak ka patch. Dubai Design District se Al Khail. Dubai Mall ke samne accident wo clear ho gaya hai going towards Sheikh Zayed Road. Couple of accidents mil raha hai Umm Sukaim ka rasta jab aap ja rahe ho MOI ki taraf. थोड़ा बहुत भाव पे हिस्सा पे काफी एक्सीडेंट्स अभी भी दिखा रहा है सो यू विल फाइंड ट्रैफिक स्पेशली जब आप आ रहे हो फ्रॉम फाउंडर स्कूल से राइट लेके हिस्सा पे टुवर्ड्स अल खेल यू विल फाइंड ट्रैफिक बाकी आपको थोड़ा बहुत ट्रैफिक टुवर्ड्स अल खेल फ्रॉम हिस्सा एवरीथिंग एल्स इज ग्रेट ड्राइव सेफ
टॉक 100.3
9:41 on the clock. A very good morning to you. And yes, we are joined by the amazing team from Park Regis Chris Skin Hotel in Dubai. Now, they're located right opposite Burj Man Center. They have an amazing view of Dubai as well. We are joined by the Director of Food and Beverage, Mr. Hamza Safaf, and also the General Manager of the very place, Mr. Michael Chan. Now, Hamza, if you could talk to us a little bit about the different restaurants that you house and what are the cuisines that we are looking at?
Well, we have different type of cuisine. We have Tenggara, which is Asian, South Asian food, Singaporean, Malaysian food, very traditional food, very tasty and reasonable price as well. Beautiful place where you can sit, chill with your family and your friend and enjoy it. Plus, we have the sport bar, our sport bar, a grandstand. When you can watch all your matches and you can chill with your friend, have shot, nice drink as well. Beautiful sport bar. We have Chris with the view, when you can enjoy the view, 19th floor. It's international all the dining restaurant. And plus, we have a Chris with lounge with a nice one, chilled in the evening, opening from 6 to 3 o'clock.
This is amazing. How important is taste to you? Is taste more important or a presentation of a dish more important?
First of all, the quality of food. Then we consider the surface as well. So main thing is we have the quality of the food, match with the concept where we are and also the location where we belong, plus the surface.
So any particular challenge, Michael, that you faced in curating the entire festive listings out?
Look, I mean, the perennial challenge, honestly speaking, would be the fact that we're in Dubai itself, where competition is at a very high level. Competition is rife, the competition, is essentially similar, from five-star hotels right down to, lower category hotels in terms of, food and beverage. And that is also simply because there are so many independent
restaurants
outside who are offering, honestly speaking, equally good and equally good value fares. Now, to jump back a bit to your earlier question, taste is, I'm not a food and beverage guy, Hamza is, but for me, taste is, you know, what I as a consumer would look for primarily. Mm. Everything else is equally important, but taste. I mean, who would go to, you know, an outlet or a restaurant outside and have, you know, bland food?
Correct.
So, you know, in essence, authenticity. Authenticity in terms of whatever we're serving, and that's one of our main aims and challenges on a daily basis in terms of, like, you know, not just putting something on the menu, but whatever it is that we do, we want to do well. We want to do authentic.
Right. And if it sticks, you know, as a taste, if it sticks in your mind, in a person, they keep coming back, and, you know, they say that I've never had a better turkey than anywhere else.
Correct.
Than Park Regis Kriskin.
Yeah.
A lot of hotels during festive times, they also mention that, you know, you can actually watch the Burj Khalifa fireworks, and a lot of them do. How important is to be honest with your guest as well when you advertise certain offerings?
Absolutely, 100% important. Look, you know, people will find out the moment they get there. All right? People will find out the moment they get there. And, there's no sense and no point in leading people up the garden path, as they say. Now, the views from our hotel are, frankly, fantastic. But having said that, I won't name the buildings, but, two recent developments have recently come up on the Safa corner, which has, you know, somewhat kind of like obscured part of the view of the Burj Khalifa. Mm. So in all honesty, you're going to get the upper tip of the asparagus. The upper tip of the asparagus when you go and see. But Burj Khalifa is not everything in Dubai.
Yeah. And there's so many other places. Yeah.
You've got a 360-degree view of Dubai from our building. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, you get a clear view of what is known as Old Dubai, as well as downtown.
This is amazing. And when you're talking to us a little bit about your offerings, correct? Could you also talk to us as to what is on the menu when New Year's is concerned? And we want to be early because we need to make sure that we are not missing a spot.
Well, usually in Christmas and New Year, we have international buffet. Mm. But we have also different type of live station. Consider the other nationality. You know, you are living in Dubai.
The seafood live station, I love it.
It's always.
Do you have it?
We have it. And we have seafood paella live station as well, pasta, shawarma. And we consider all the nationality in all international buffet. This is the nice thing in Dubai. When you have 190 nationality in Dubai, you need to, when you build the menu, consider everyone as well.
Right.
And every test, the vegetarian options, the seafood lovers, the meat lovers, live station, show on the table as well. So it's all in our plan, all what we drive in to make sure that our guests, we consider it like a family, that they are happy and they enjoy their experience with us.
Right, Hamza. Now, the thing is, the food industry, it keeps changing so much. There is so much of trends happening, and suddenly you see there is a social media, you know, uproar about certain food items. Do you include that as well?
We need to always to be in the market. We need to always look what people they are looking for, what our client looking for. This is when we do our analyze and our search and study.
Smoke coming out of the food all the time.
But we are looking for traditional style as well. You know, as what Mr. Chan, he said, unique food, traditional, taste-wise, quality-wise, consistency is the most important there. We are not in the pump. We are in the area when people are looking for tasty, delicious food.
Nice.
So this is what we are looking for.
Correct. Nice. So, you know, if you're going to talk to me about different hotels, now they have different offerings, correct? So maybe one particular hotel would be good in a offering, like maybe they make the best, I don't know, brownie in town, for example. What is that one special thing that you think nobody has mastered it but you?
Well, like I say, our turkey is the best.
Mm.
Yeah, number one.
Really?
Yeah.
We have to try it now, Hamza.
You have to.
Yeah.
For sure.
When can we come?
We
before Christmas? Or on the day of Christmas?
You must welcome. It's our pleasure to have you.
No, I mean, is the turkey being served now
of
also?
Of course, definitely.
Not only on Christmas Day.
Yes, we have it in every team night.
We got a question from Atik. It's very challenging when multiple cultures with different taste, their demands are different. How do you manage that by having a huge spread?
Well, enough is never enough. And, you know, I have to confess, you know, one of our regular challenges is actually, I mean, we talk about the, you know, Indian subcontinent being one of our major markets. And that is, within India itself, there are so many different, and that is one of our constant challenges in terms of, like, basically pleasing everyone from every corner of India.
Every Indian loves South Indian breakfast, yeah?
Okay, I'll take that under advisement, as they say.
So if someone wants to get their hands on, you know, a spot at one of your venues, how soon in advance must they be booking? Or are you open to last-minuteers as well?
Well, we're always open to last-minute, you know, requests. But offhand, you know, I'm happy to say, like, you know, we're doing immensely well for Christmas Eve. We're doing, you know, very well for Christmas Day itself. We still have, you know, tables available for Christmas Day. And look, New Year's Eve and all that is still very much, you know, open for reservations.
So last minute,
early bird catches the worm.
Perfect.
And also the weather. If you notice today, suddenly 15 degrees, 17 degrees in the morning. Yeah. We were amazed the kind of weather. So people are really wanting to go out and celebrate. The season is
Absolutely.
About celebrating. As of now, the hotel is fully occupied. Tourist season?
Well, we're hitting, you know, obviously traditional peak season in Dubai, not just for our hotel. You know, this year, 2023, in terms of, I would say, both the summer season as well as the cooler season where we're in at the moment has done tremendously well.
Awesome.
And not helped in the, you know, in the least part, of course, by, you know, COP28 that just finished recently. You know, that obviously had a major impact. And, you know, the various kinds of conferences that Dubai has been hosting. And, you know, this year has been extremely encouraging. And fingers crossed, let's hope the momentum keeps going.
That's amazing. Any future plans where the hotel is concerned, or anything of that sort that is on the cards?
Well, you know, we've done refurbishment in certain areas of the hotel. And plans are, you know, ongoing in terms of, like, eventual renovation of our guest rooms. As to the actual timeline, I'm unable to say at the moment, but, you know, suffice to say that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, in the very, very near future, in terms of some renovations taking place. And the whole idea is you have to keep up with the competition.
Well, Super. You have to. And, you know, one last question to you now, Hamza, before you leave. How well in advance do you train your staff members to cope with the influx of guests that come in? Because sometimes you can be just thrown, you know, over the roof. You're just seeing an influx of guests coming in. And you
do you order from other restaurants?
As you said, food and beverage is challenging, but on the other side, it's an opportunity. We need to train ourselves in daily basis. We need to challenge ourselves in daily basis in order to develop ourselves and our team as well. It's training is ongoing process. It's not for only to my team, to myself, to everyone, that in order to be in the market, to be exist, to develop ourselves, our skills, to learn more what is going on in the market, and that will help us for our development and our hotel and what to give the best for the management and for the our client as well. So it's ongoing,
so,
you know.
So for Christmas, if it is turkey, if you're looking for that, then Park Regis Chris Kryn Hotel is the place to go. And Hamza has put this in my head. If it is turkey, it has to be your hotel.
Actually, I can say food and beverage is the best place for the Park Regis, you know. Food and beverage, the view, our beautiful view in the 19th floor is an amazing. Downstairs, if you want to chill, I don't know, if you want to have Asian food, the traditional Asian food, you have to come to Tangara and visit. If you want to chill and have a beautiful place when you relax, you have to and watch the sport bar, sport matches, you have to come to our sport bar. I can say we are one of the best in the market in terms of food and beverage.
Superb.
That's amazing, and I may you wave that flag even higher, and all the very best to you and to you, Michael, as well. We're looking forward to having you more often in our studios, talking to us about what's next on the menu.
Thank you very much, guys. It's a privilege for you guys to have us here, and
Merry Christmas in advance.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
and,
Christmas
happy
and a
everyone.
Very happy New Year to
thank
the
you,
two of you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Fun Asia events bring to you the big laughter riot.
I went to one restaurant, okay, roadside place. That guy gave me Szechuan sauce in a mug. Sir, wo mug rakh lo, kal aapko yehi kaam mein aane wala.
This time, not with one, but two stand-up comedy stars.
I wanted to go on a road trip with Hrithik Roshan and Farhan Akhtar, not Rakesh Roshan and Javed Akhtar.
Enjoy double dose of laughter with Varun Thakur and Sapan Verma live on Saturday, 20th January at Dubai Heights Academy, Al Barsha. Tickets starting from 100 dirhams only. Grab yours now at platinumlist.net. When I wake up here. This is Daybreak with Vivek Sanil and Muriel Desai. Talk 100.3.
Daybreak, aap sun rahe 9:55. Interesting conversations. Aaj pure show pe ek bahut hi interesting news aapko humne batai thi. Ke work permit aapko lena chahiye agar aapko tuitions provide karne hain. And you can do that. एलिजिबल कैटेगरी भी है और पूरा डिटेल अगर आपको चाहिए तो हम आपको व्हाट्सएप पे लिंक भी भेज सकते हैं.
करेक्ट. वी स्पोक अबाउट अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स टुडे. इन फैक्ट वी स्पोक अबाउट दैट एंड वी स्पोक टू यू एट लेंथ अबाउट द आईपीएल ऑक्शन दैट इज टू टेक प्लेस एट एग्जैक्टली अबाउट 11:30 इन द यूएई एट द कोका-कोला अरेना. सम सैडनिंग न्यूज फॉर द मुंबई इंडियन फैंस बिकॉज रोहित शर्मा हैज बीन काइंड ऑफ साइडलाइंड. यू हैव अ हार्दिक पांड्या हू इज टेकिंग ओवर. ऑल्सो द रूमर्स दैट वर राइफ एंड वी वर स्पीकिंग अबाउट दैट सचिन तेंदुलकर इज फाइनली put down his papers is not true. So a lot of you who are taking to your Instagram, who are taking to your social media apps to discuss about this, I think we need to verify our thoughts before we do so. After that, we had Anuradha from Vows of Eternity. We had her in our studio to talk to her about her business model and how she has managed to flourish it. And last but not the least, we were joined by the amazing team from Park Regis Kriskin Hotel in Dubai. We were joined by Michael, and we were also joined by Hamza, the director of food and beverages, and we were speaking to them about the offerings and listings for Christmas and New Year.
And also, आपको हम Donkey की movie tickets भी दे रहे हैं. 21st December को release हो रही है. बस आपको लिखना है Donkey space your name, send it to 0586861003. And also, every Mondays होता है Talk Disadvantage, brought to you by Tally Solutions. Now, small businesses and startups can now upgrade to Tally Prime 4.0. A complete business management solution, which now also offers intuitive dashboards, WhatsApp for business, and Excel import functions. TallySolutions.com pe log on kijiye ya 800 Tally, which is 800-8255-9 pe phone kijiye for Tally Prime 4.0, simply professional.
This is amazing. On this note, it is time for us to take your leave, not before reminding you that about 10:30 it is Mamma Mia with me, Muriel, where I discuss women empowerment with some real, real serious women in the industry who are leading it from the forefront. It's all about kind of encouraging the women, encouraging the men as well in our household to be listening to the show and to encourage the women and their loved ones to be doing the right thing. Moving on from that to about 11 o'clock, it is Live Talk with Ron. Make sure you listen to his show. He's got an amazing show where he interviews, you know, prolific profiles as well. And at about 3 o'clock, it's hashtag the boys. Lachlan Kitchen and Neil Oja together bring to you Talk Sports and Business. Today, they will be discussing at length about the IPL, about the auctions. We'll be having some fireside-sided conversations on the show. Make sure you are tuned in to them at 3 o'clock. As far as the Daybreak team is concerned, that is Vivek Sanal and myself, Muriel Desai. We'll catch you tomorrow on this very show at 7 a.m. on the dot. Make sure that you are tuned in and keep in all your queries ready. I'm sure you would be following all the IPL auctions. So keep all those questions handy. We'll try and answer them tomorrow as much as we can. But until then, we are saying take very, very good care of yourselves. And until the next time, it is ciao for now. Thank you.
100.3. The UK's joined a US-led operation.